Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, December 18th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We are together sitting in front of the computer today. She was ill yesterday but feels better this morning. And we have prepared and will read our message together with the goal of encouraging and instructing in God's Word. Today's message is titled, Born a King. The scripture text is Matthew 2, verse 2.
Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.
The title of king is used a lot. There are certain countries that still have a palace with a king on the throne. I think of two deceased musical entertainers who are referred to as, quote, the king of pop or the king of rock and roll. Well, of course, there's a popular beer brand known as the King of Beers. Well, here in our local area, we have a friend named Gene Wanger, who is known as Pennsylvania's Pork King due to his very popular ham loaf mix.
Well, today we'd like to sift through the world's view of an earthly king and the trivialization of such a title. Instead, we want to examine the true king, taking a few moments to consider the phrase, Born King of the Jews. The Magi from the East asked the question in our daily text, Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the East and have come to worship him.
Little is known about the identity of these Magi, or often referred to as wise men. I believe they were descendants of the Jews who had been taken captive to Babylon about 600 years earlier. Although many returned to the land of Judah following the Babylonian exile, some did not. The existence of small pockets of exiled and later dispersed Jews throughout the world who kept their identity and faith is a wonderful sign of God's promise and faithfulness.
These Magi came to Jerusalem to make inquiry about a special birth. King Herod heard about it and was greatly disturbed. He was threatened by the prospect of another king. The rest of his response is well known. He feigned interest and sent the Magi to find the child so he too could worship him, or so he led them to believe.
But the Magi's interest was earnest after their worshipful encounter and offering gifts to the baby king. They were warned in a dream to depart by another route. Joseph was also directed in a dream to take his little family to Egypt. Herod came down to Bethlehem, and we have the record of the horrible carnage from the slaughter of all the infant boys 2 years old and under.
The contrast in the attitude between the Magi and Herod is representative of the response of the world, even 2,000 years later, to the King of Kings. Some will make great effort to worship and bring their very best gifts. Others are furious and will go to any means to silence the king. We hear news stories every year regarding those who want to do away with the nativity displays, which might prompt viewers to think of the original Christmas setting.
What about you today? What is your response to the birth of a king? The truly wise still seek and worship him, and we declare along with the great hymn, O come, let us adore him.
Let's pray together. Father, we worship you, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We travel back in time to that original Christmas when you sent forth your one and only Son to redeem the world from sin. We're so grateful for the amazing sacrifice you made on our behalf as we receive you into our heart, King of Kings. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. We are again Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net. That's also our website, dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Friday, December 18th, 2009. Now, we do have a lot of extra material on our website today if you're interested. I have a couple of photos of a farm we took in southern Lebanon County yesterday, a beautiful farmhouse at the top of our daily posting. Brooksine saw it when we drove by yesterday and said, it reminds her of Grandma's house. Now, actually, I saw her Grandma's house in the mountains
of Arkansas. Not my grandma.
And it's not her grandma's. It was a little two-room block building.
No, but it just has the looks of what I would consider a song over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go.
And I agree with her. It really is. It's decorated for Christmas, and we didn't get it at night. But we also have some stunning red barns from that very same farm that I like barns. And you can take a look at that. And then we posted three more videos today from our Christmas musical this last weekend. A song called Mary Rocks the Rock, and a song called Hope Has Hands, which is the signature song from the musical. And then a song that has been very popular the last 10 or 15 years called Mary Did You Know, which was part of the musical. Monday, I plan to post the remaining two songs from the musical. And we are, again, continue to be blessed by that. I have a couple photos up from yesterday. We spoke at a senior program called Golden Nuggets, where several volunteers prepare a wonderful meal and invite the elderly from both our church, the neighborhood, and the town we're in. It's a wonderful example of the church at work in compassion. And, you can look at those photos if you want, including one of three of the several that did help out in the kitchen. Just it always takes people doing this work. And as I look at the photo, I just consider they're representative of millions all over the world. And I don't think I'm exaggerating even saying millions that are faithfully serving Christ, so often unheralded in their work. Today we have several photos I've posted. One new one, a couple are admittedly from last year because it's not really changed, of our coal delivery. Today our coal was delivered once a year. We need 4 tons of coal. I pretty much got that down. And had 4 tons of coal delivered today, which we will use through the winter. And for the curious, I have several photos regarding how it works. Well, we've all along been posting up through Christmas, and we will next week as well, selection of resources for Christmas celebrations. And you're welcome to take a look at those. And we hope, whether you're a pastor, a church leader, a family leader, an individual, these are some materials we have both compiled and in some cases just come across that we feel really helps keep a spiritual emphasis in Christmas. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to worship the true King and stay faithful to Him.